The ribbon skirt is a symbol of womanhood for many Indigenous communities. About 10 Minnesota girls from 11 to 18 years old work with the Red Ribbon Skirt Society. Madge Ducheneau is Lakota and leads the group.
We decided that we should just kind of make it official and start another society to focus on that issue.
Ducheneau's mother founded the South Dakota group. Ducheneau coordinates a co-ed program called The Right Path, through a youth leadership program in the Division of Indian Works. She says three remembrance walks have honored the victims of violence.
We make sure that our girls are of age to be discussing some of these topics because we do talk about like violence against women, not only from men, but women against women violence too. We talk about topics that you might need to be a little bit older for.
Ducheneau wants to teach young Indigenous women how to keep themselves safe. Statistics are difficult to determine, but some studies report as many as 4 out of 5 Native women are victims of violence at some point in their life. The number of Indigenous women who go missing or are murdered is higher than most racial or ethnic groups.
It's something that doesn't go away for us because we're all young Native women, even me. Even though I am a mom, I'm still a daughter. We still think about when we go out, we know that there's a target on our back, so we always got to be careful.
Ducheneau says her daughter is becoming an ambassador for the Red Ribbon Skirt Society, and she plans to take the group's information to women in urban areas of Minnesota while she attends college. Another woman who's becoming an ambassador for the movement is Lauren Chad. She's Lakota and a professional volleyball player currently living in France. Chad says it's important to expand the education about violence against Indigenous women.
We're also making sure that we're teaching young men and men also how to treat women and how to take care of them and protect them if needed, because we know that it's not something where we should leave the burden on these young women and these women to take care of themselves. You know, you have to change how people see these women and how they act and their behaviors.
Education can be a powerful way to reduce the number of Indigenous women who become victims. Chad uses her platform to spread this awareness globally, sometimes speaking with French newspapers and sharing facts on social media. She recently experienced an example of stereotypes against Indigenous women.
There's a game last season where there was a halftime show of dancers who dressed up in fringe and leather bras and just like feathers on their head.
Chad says it took her a while to figure out how to react since the performance was live during the French Cup Championship.
I was just filled with a lot of, I think, confusion and anger. And I realized that I still have to be professional about it in a sense that I have to tackle it in a way that is smart and educated so that I can help other people understand.
Chad took a couple days to clear her head, then spoke out against the performance.
A lot of people in France came back to me and said, oh no, we don't mean it in a bad way. It's not in a harmful way. It's just that, oh, we love Native culture. Like, we love what it represents. And that's one of those moments where you have to educate and you have to tell them that you can respect the culture, but you have to do it in a good way. And this is me telling you this is not a good way and this is not the way to go about it.
She says the sexualized characterization of Native women can contribute to demeaning behavior.
Having these stereotypes and over-sexualizations of women that put Native American women in a image that makes them deemed as non-human and just objects that people can mistreat and abuse.
In the off season, Chad travels to reservations and urban areas with high Indigenous populations in the US or Canada for volleyball camps. She uses that time to teach young women what they can do to keep themselves safe. Many of the approaches come from common self-defense tactics. It's about being aware of your surroundings and knowing how to get help.
If you're in a parking lot and you see someone following you, like how to react to that and what's your best way of getting out of a situation that is unfavorable and not safe. Just these things that you can do that are so small but could make the difference between being safe or having a terrible end.
Chad says while some of her training speaks directly to Indigenous women, teaching Indigenous men how to help women stay safe is also a crucial part of the movement. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Trina Lockett in Rapid City.